ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions to help businesses of all sizes think beyond today so they can find more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, April 20th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Since the invasion of Ukraine, a lot of Western companies have stopped doing business in Russia. But some have stayed, or left at least part of their business up and running there. Ukraine would like to see those companies pull out entirely to punish Russia's economy. To make that happen, Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation is turning to what it calls an army of volunteers, launching social media pressure campaigns against European and American businesses. On today's show, our reporter Patience Hagen joins us to discuss how these campaigns work and how successful they've been. That's after these headlines. Uber and Lyft are dropping their mask requirements for drivers and riders. The move follows a federal judge's ruling on Monday that scrapped the nationwide mandate requiring masks on public transportation. Both ride-hail companies say they'll also let passengers sit in the front seat, something they'd stop doing to give drivers more space and prevent the spread of COVID-19. Recent court filings show Tesla was investigated by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission for alleged racial discrimination and harassment. Tesla's lawyers disclosed the federal agency's 2019 probe while seeking a 120-day stay in its current legal battle against California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing. That department sued Tesla in February, saying the company had turned a blind eye to years of complaints from black factory workers. Tesla's lawyers have alleged misconduct by the State Department, saying its investigation is neither neutral nor complete. Tesla, the EEOC, and the California agency didn't respond to requests for comment. And a friendly greeting or an invitation to attack? That's a debate among astronomers as an international group of scientists looks to beam out a new message to possible alien life in the galaxy. The new message of friendship would be an updated version of the one that was sent in 1974. This one includes a cosmic roadmap to Earth's location within the Milky Way. But our science reporter Eileen Woodward says some astronomers worry that's a little too much information to be giving out.
There is an overwhelming concern that any intelligent alien civilization that might come across our missive in the cosmos may not be friendly. They are very likely technologically advanced, way more than the human civilization is. And it's quite possible that they might be looking to conquer and colonize whatever planets they can reach. That's what renowned physicist Stephen Hawking said in 2010. And the problem with sort of sending such messages is that it's impossible to know whether intelligent aliens, if they exist, would be benign or hostile.
Whether you think it's a good idea or not, the plan comes with a catch. Because of the vast distances involved, even if a message is received, it'll take thousands of years to get a response. All right, coming up, in its fight against Russia, Ukraine turns to social media to mount pressure campaigns against Western companies. We'll discuss the tactics and how well they're working after the break.
Business today looks nothing like it did yesterday. While it's more unpredictable, its possibilities are endless. Knowing how to turn unpredictability into an advantage is where ADP comes in. ADP uses data-driven insights to design HR solutions and help businesses of all sizes work better, smarter, so they can think beyond today and find even more success tomorrow. ADP, always designing for HR, talent, time, payroll, people.
Since Russia's invasion, Ukraine has been calling on volunteers to help it fight and defend the country on multiple fronts. There are, of course, soldiers on the front lines of battles. There's the country's IT army using cyber attacks as a weapon. And add to that what it's dubbed the Internet Army, a group of volunteers using social media to pressure Western companies and governments to support Ukraine and punish Russia. So why is Ukraine going down this road, and how successful has this campaign been? Joining us to discuss this is our reporter, Patience Hagen. Hi, Patience. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit more about this internet army? I mean, how large is it? Who's it made up of? And where are they based?
I guess you could say it's based in Ukraine because it's organized by a Ukrainian government agency, Ukraine's Ministry of Digital Transformation. But it's attracting supporters of Ukraine's cause from all over the globe. It's an effort to mobilize, you know, people who aren't physically fighting the war, people who are kind of finding a way to promote Ukraine's cause from their laptops. And the entire army, the entire internet army, has about 300,000 volunteers, according to the Ministry of Digital Transformation.
What has the Ukrainian government said about its motivations?
The ministry organized the internet army to mobilize people with tech skills and other kind of organizing skills to help them aid Ukraine's cause and to help them bring, you know, more and more companies and other institutions around the world to support them in whatever way they can.
Patience, we've talked on this show before about the IT army and their efforts to use and to fight against cyber attacks, but there's this other wing that's focused on social media campaigns. What exactly have its efforts entailed?
Sure. They're mobilizing volunteers to post on social media en masse to try to convince institutions to support their cause in whatever way they can. You know, over the past month or so, they've been really focused on persuading Western companies to quit doing business in Russia, to kind of choke Russia off economically. So they've targeted Western companies like McDonald's, Johnson & Johnson, Nestle, and Shell, trying to kind of pressure them to stop doing business in Russia and shame the companies that are still doing business there.
What kinds of posts are they putting up and what kind of tactics are they relying on to get those companies to change?
The Internet Army is asking its volunteers to post, you know, pretty strongly worded and graphic posts to pressure Western companies. For instance, they're often encouraging volunteers to post photos of the carnage and the wreckage in Ukrainian cities. They're often using strongly worded language that equates the companies continuing to do business in Russia with genocide at times. They're basically accusing companies of kind of collaborating with Russia in this. For instance, a Twitter user tweeted at Johnson & Johnson, "Stop cooperating with the aggressor country, show your position, abandon the Russian market," because the company has continued to sell some medical products and medical devices there. The volunteers are encouraging people to picket grocery stores owned by Auchan, a French supermarket retailer that has supermarkets across Europe. Auchan is still keeping its stores open in Russia. They're saying they consider it their duty to provide food for the Russian population. And, you know, as a result, the Internet Army is tweeting out things that say, you know, "On the weekend, I urge you to go to the nearest Auchan store in your city and picket it up." Another company there that's being targeted is Nestle for continuing to sell some food products in Russia. The, you know, users are tweeting things at Nestle like, "Continuing to finance war criminals harms your reputation."
How are companies responding to this, and have they said whether it's had an impact?
Well, several of the companies that the Internet Army has targeted have, in fact, you know, withdrawn from Russia or scaled back their operations in Russia. However, none of the companies that I spoke with said that they did so because of the social media posts from the volunteer army. For instance, Shell announced it would withdraw from its involvement in Russian oil and natural gas, but it said that the social media posts had not influenced its decisions at all. Nestle withdrew some of its most famous brands from Russia, like Kit Kat and Nesquik, but Nestle is still selling some products that it considers essential in Russia, such as infant food and hospital food. Nestle didn't respond to my questions about the social media posts. Johnson & Johnson is another case. They're, you know, they stopped selling a lot of their products in Russia, but they're still selling products they consider essential, such as medicine and medical devices. Johnson & Johnson also did not respond to my questions about these social media posts. Auchan, the French supermarket chain, is still keeping its stores open in Russia. Auchan declined to comment for this story. And the company has previously told the Wall Street Journal that they're staying open in Russia because they consider it their job to provide food for Russia's population. McDonald's is another company that the Internet Army has petitioned with these posts. McDonald's has closed its stores in Russia. For that decision, it cited the difficulty of continuing to do business in Russia, given the sanctions, and the safety of its staff. Still, McDonald's has said it will keep paying salaries to its Russian employees. And McDonald's did not respond to my questions about the social media posts.
What about the Ministry of Digital Transformation, which is launching these efforts? What impact are they saying these campaigns are having?
They're saying that the campaigns are having a big impact in, you know, swaying public opinion, bringing more people around the world over to their side, and making them aware of what's going on. They also believe that the work they do is making a dent in the company's response. They believe that these pressure tactics and this kind of public shaming is making a difference in what the companies choose to do.
I mean, are these posts, these campaigns going viral? Are they, you know, catching the attention in the West?
Well, it's really hard to gauge that, especially at a time right now when there's so much social media posting about Ukraine, whether it's by people who are just posting about it independently or whether it's by people who are volunteering with other efforts to get the word out. According to the ministry's own measurement, their campaigns are reaching about 100 million contacts per day around the world. The Wall Street Journal hasn't independently verified those estimates from the Ukrainian Ministry of Digital Transformation.
You know, other targeted campaigns sometimes rely on bots to get as much messaging out as they possibly can. Is that something Ukraine's Internet Army is relying on?
They aren't using bots at all, according to a person who's closely involved with the effort. They're only using tweets by human supporters.
In the scheme of things, how important are these efforts, these social media campaigns, to Ukraine's overall war effort?
Well, I guess time will tell. You know, maybe a war can't be won on social media, but it's just one more tool in their arsenal to get the corporate world on their side and to raise awareness for their cause. You know, in addition to the Internet Army organized formally by the ministry, there are several other activist groups that are following a similar playbook. One is Boycott Russia, which is founded by a UK advisory firm, Highgate. Other activist groups that are doing the same thing include UA Telegram Army, Squeezing Putin, and Exit Russia.
All right, that was our reporter, Patience Hagen. Thanks so much for joining us, Patience.
Thanks for having me.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it. You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.